Okay, I'm going to call it a night. And since it was a Sunday, I went down to the Apple store down in Bethesda and picked up a new 3GS, anticipating some possible downtime upgrading from my 3G to the 3GS. But it went very smoothly at the Apple store down in Bethesda. Then I got back here and I synced up with my iMac 24-inch, and I had already backed up my previous iPhone. I'd synced it before I left in the morning. And it asked me if I wanted to restore from backup onto this new iPhone. It only took about 30 minutes or so to get all my data on there, all my songs, videos. It took almost all the settings over. I had to remade it up with my Bluetooth in the car. And I had to put the password in for some reason for my Gmail on the built-in mail program. But other than that, it pretty much remembered everything, and everything seems to be working great. And this is my first audio boo with the new phone, so I'm interested to see how well this works. But so far it's great. I tested, I uploaded a couple of videos using TwitVid, and I also uploaded using the YouTube uploader. Both seem to work very good. I like TwitVid probably the best because it goes to YouTube as well, and the quality seems very good, and the upload speed seems acceptable over 3G. On about a 45-second video clip, it was about a 3-minute upload on a strong 3G signal that I have here. I was not connected to Wi-Fi because I wanted to test it over 3G. So anyway, all in all, so far, this 3GS gets a clean bill of health and seems to be doing great. I'll keep you posted. All this week, I'll be testing it out at various locations with videos and audio boos, and we'll see how this puppy performs. Follow me, as always, on twitter.com/CraigShip, twitter.com/CraigShip, and of course, Ship has two P's. Thanks for tuning in.